BFBS.
Your stories. Sicalia Station, Cyprus.
A group of injured servicemen and women have just taken part in a programme of adventure training and sport here in Cyprus. The trip was facilitated by the tri-service organisation Battleback. The initiative aims to encourage seriously wounded personnel to participate in challenging activities as part of their rehabilitation. WO2 John Street is the Battleback warrant officer who accompanied the group. He says they're able to offer opportunities to people who are suffering from various different types of injury.
The injuries range from spinal injuries to single, double, triple amputees, neurological injuries, the whole compass. Battleback is designed really for anyone, as I said, who's wounded, injured or sick and can't do other activities and they've been sick for, you know, over a year, and it sort of provides those opportunities.
The group was based at Decalia's Joint Service Adventure Training Centre, or SAJATSI, where the activities range from parachuting to scuba diving, allowing the participants a varied and exciting stay on the island.
The benefits over here are the heat obviously provides a therapeutic benefit for the guys. The facilities here now really engage for the blokes. Everything on the island is close, especially in Decalia at the minute, and even to go down to Akatiri, that's only an hour or two drive away, so it's brilliant.
The Battleback patients spent a lot of time out on the water, trying everything from adapted water skiing to kayaking and sailing. But it wasn't just about the high-octane pursuits. The programme's also designed to give the recovering personnel some much-needed downtime. Back in May, SAJATSI was granted a sum of money from SAFA to upgrade the living quarters for the Battleback patients. Officer Commanding of the Adventure Training Centre, Captain Rich Gilby, says he now has a setup he's very proud of.
We think that now what we've got available for these guys meets primarily a lot of their needs now and makes a stay much more enjoyable. I think as much as the activities being vitally important, it's equally important that they get rest time as well.
The scheme couldn't run from Decalia without the support of the garrison, and Station Commander Lieutenant Colonel Pat Burns has a very personal reason for supporting Battleback. His own son, paratrooper Private Patrick Burns, lost his lower leg in a bomb blast in Afghanistan last January. So Pat understands exactly what kind of care injured soldiers require.
They need, obviously, the facilities. They need the support. They certainly don't need patronising or any pity. They're very, very, strong men and women. They need to be together as well. The conditions that are set out here in Cyprus are perfect for them to do the activities and to be together in accommodation that is suitable for them.
This is Emily Slater for BFBS in Decalia.
Your stories.
BFBS.